What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devo, man. And we are continuing our study in Genesis, diving deep into Genesis and the story of Jacob. And now we are on from Jacob and Laban to Jacob and Esau. But there's like a little tag in between that we're going to talk about. And it's going to be pretty cool, even though it's only two verses. It's still going to be it's still a pretty cool thing. But I want to apologize. Last week or last episode, I kind of had the numbers mixed up. And really, it's because in the Hebrew, the verses move. That first verse that I mentioned is the last verse in the English. And so it kind of may throw you off or threw you off or something. And so I'm going to try and stick with the verses in the English Bible rather than the Hebrew Bible. So if I mess up in some way and I'm off by one verse, then I have to apologize. And I hope that you forgive me for that, guys. But let's go ahead and jump into it. If you haven't read, we're in Genesis chapter 32, 1 through 2. So stop the tape, check it out, see what it has to say. And if you have checked it out already, then go ahead and, we're going to jump into it. What does 32, 1 through 2 say? Well, it actually just says that Jacob saw the angels of God. It says that he took off and then he saw some angels of God. He just saw some angels of God around, man. And then he named the place Mahanaim, which means two camps. I told you it was going to be short. But what does this mean? What does this have to do with God? Well, I think it means God is with us. It's like everywhere we go, we see that Jacob has visions or sees angels or God speaks with him. I think this is important because it helps him to know that God is with him, that God's around, man. God's sticking with him. And I think that's super important that we know that God wants to be with his people and he is for his people. Well, what does this say about man? Is that I think we should recognize God's presence. So Mahanaim, it's tough saying these Hebrew words, isn't it? I just usually just read them in my head. But anyway, what it means two camps. And so there's a lot of things that people have tried to figure out as to why he names it two camps. And for me, I think it's because he's recognizing that everywhere he is, there is another camp behind the scenes. One that is for him, that is for his good. And that's the camp of God. That's what it means when God says he will be with us, is that he's dwelling with him. Everywhere he goes, there's another camp, not just his camp, but the camp of God. And so as he's seen that, I kind of think it like dawned on him. It kind of snapped. And he was like, two camps. It's like, I'm always before the presence of God. And so I think that as men, as human beings, as people in this world, that we should be recognizing that if we are in Christ, there's two camps, us and God. He is with us all the time. So how do we apply these truths to our lives? Well, I think that we should remember the presence of God. It should be important for us to know that God is with us, because this is how we get through all the things that we do. This is how we live the way that we live in this world, with a force, with a passion, to be able to carry out the duties of God, to love people, to share his message, and to show his kingdom upon this earth, is because we know that he is with us in us. Now, that's something that Jesus specifically said at the end of Matthew, when before he goes to heaven, before he rises, ascends into heaven, and he says, man, I'm with you always, even to the end of this age, man, I am with you. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? And then another sad thing is to remember that even though he feels distant, it's not really a sad, but as an application, it is, even when we think that he is distant, when he is far. You see, because that camp doesn't always appear. It's not always visible. It's not always seen. Now, he does get open visions of it. And I think that the reason he gets this vision of it now is because he's about to come up into a problem. But I think that right now that we have to remember that even when we don't see it, even when we don't know that he's there, that even though we don't recognize his presence all the time, he is still with us. And so I think that's one thing we need to take from this, is that when God feels distant, when God feels far away, that he is with us, that he is there. Hey, I appreciate you guys for listening, man, today. Such a short verse. And so I hope that you guys are blessed. Tomorrow is a good Friday. And so, let's prepare our hearts and our minds for remembering and honoring the death of Jesus. For that is the way that we have salvation. And then Easter, man. Oh, yeah, Sunday's going to be a good one. So wherever you go, be glorifying the name, singing the praises, and let the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus carry you. I'll see you in the next episode.